vote consent. House Bill 1022, repeal requirement that certain affiliated companies be treated as one health insurance carrier.
House Bill 1020, Randy Moses, Division of Insurance again. House Bill 1022 came to our attention when one of our small employer carriers had a couple different companies within the same insurance group and found a statute where they both had to do exactly the same thing, even though they were separate companies with separate licenses and sold their own kind of products. And they really asked us, well, why do you even have that on the books? Why should we even do this? And quite frankly, we couldn't come up with a good answer why the legislation was on the books in the first place. We did research. It was part of a model that was adopted a number of years ago. And even talking to people in our national organization, we really couldn't come up with a new good reason for currently to even have it on the books. So when you can't come up with a good reason, we think it's a statute to repeal. So that's all there is to it.
Questions of Randy?
should be written on the wall.
Further questions? Thank you, Randy. Further proponents of House Bill 1022? Are there opponents of House Bill 1022? If not, we'll close the committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1022. Do pass by Senator Brown with a second, seconded by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1022 going to the floor, do pass, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Bolt?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Waleski?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. House Bill 1022 will go to the floor with a due pass. Did you move? Okay, Senator Bolt, move consent. Let's get second. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Consent counter it is.